Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool? Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you got to do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, to be a scuba diver, it can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness, equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know, gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, CJ is out of the studio, but we got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. Bubble Boy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Vinny Two Tanks. As we get ready for the Scuba Radio Scuba Trivia Olympics. Now, this will air in February. We're working out all the details here now because we got to plan this out and make sure that, you know, once we, ask the questions and everyone is stabbed, shot, or blown up because they got the scuba trivia question incorrect, that we have plenty of Scuba Radio Scuba Squad members left over to continue the show. So this is going to be an event unlike any other, but that's just kind of how we roll. Vinny is pretty excited because he has his team of the Aqua Gypsy and Captain Walton. And by the way, you and Brittany, Vinny, you're getting ready to go diving where exactly? In like a week or two? Where are you going?
He doesn't know.
Bonaire.
Boner. You're going to Boner.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So do you?
We're gonna go down and hang out with Genghis.
Okay. I'm going to the ABC Islands area.
Yeah, ABCs of the Antilles.
Yes, I'm gonna go to the B Island.
Okay. Yes.
And look for yellow stones.
Yellow stones. Yeah. Why? Why? What are you? What yellow stones do they have?
That's the dive site. There.
All stones.
It's where you drive around the island, Greg, and you stop at all the yellow stones.
The Yellowstones mark the shore diving spots around the island. Okay. Have you been to Bonaire before, Vinny, or is this first time?
First time.
First time. Yeah, shore diving capital of the world. You know that, right?
That's right. That's why we rented a truck that has tank racks, and we when we're done at the end of the day, we take the truck back, they fill the tanks back up, and we have the truck to drive around the island.
Gotcha. Cool. And who are you staying with? Do you know, or you left that up to the Aqua Gypsy?
I just let her handle everything.
All right. So you and Brittany, or do you got more people, or is it just you two?
Captain Scott Cohen with us.
Okay. All right. So you got a small little group of folks that you can hang out.
Did you pack your Spanx?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the water temp there right now? Have you already checked?
I don't know. I'm hoping it's warm. I don't know.
You don't know? Yeah, I mean, it probably will be plenty warm enough, but it could be slightly refreshing I don't know. Yeah. You don't know, but you'll know when you get there.
When I went to Mexico, I thought it was going to be warmer, and I was a little chilled. So
right.
You got to be careful about that. So, yeah.
Well, you do. I mean, you want to be, you know, properly insulated. What are you bringing, a 3 mil, or what are you bringing?
I figure I'll bring I have a long 1.5 mil and then a 3 mil. And if I have to, I'll wear them both at the same time.
Right. And double it up. And then under that, you're wearing your red Spanx, your skin tight board shorts or bike pants or something.
I actually bought 1 millimeter scuba diving suit.
A suit like a skin.
It's a sheer pants of neoprene. It's
just the pants or full body?
Short pants and
short
neoprene.
Pants. Okay, so shorts, like neoprene shorts. Okay.
It's 1 millimeter, and I put that on. That's my underwear, and that's my That's a little extra warmth.
All right, so you're wearing your neoprene shorts and going commando under those.
It's about 80 right. degrees water right. temp.
Water temp in Bonaire?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that'll
that's
be okay.
Good. That should be okay with it with what I'm bringing there.
Yeah. But all right. Well, so and you're going to keep them on the whole trip, right? The shorts.
Well, yeah, I can't walk around naked. That would
yeah, God, no. Don't do that.
I mean, that would not be.
No.
Just every once in a while, dump a cup of hot water in there, Vinny, and rinse it out.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't think we need to know that much detail there, Casey.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're going to, I mean, how many days you guys diving?
We're going to be there 9 days.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Well, the whole trip's 9 days, so. Let's count some. So maybe like a week.
Yeah.
Because that counts the travel time in there.
But you don't know which resort you're staying at? Or are you staying at a house you guys renting? Or you don't know?
We're staying someplace. I don't remember. But we're staying in a place where okay. we each have a room. Yeah. We're staying someplace.
So someplace where we got plenty of space where Brittany will have
yeah,
plenty
of distance. And we'll have a truck and we got wheels. And it's gonna she be, needs and it. We're going to drive around and see what we can see.
I can see them all piled into the
We decided to check out Bonaire really good. So we take in a week and we're going to just see what we can
you're gonna
see.
Dive.
And then we can decide whether we want to go back again or not.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bonaire was the first.
That's big... certified, right?
No. I wasn't certified there, but it was the first trip I ever did as a diver. I went to Bonaire and stayed at Captain Don's Habitat because I had won a 5-night stay at the DEMA show right before, about a year or so before we started Scuba Radio.
Right.
And I went there hung out there for a few days, just had an amazing time. The shore diving was spectacular. Saw Charlie. The tarpon, you go out on a night dive and Charlie follows your dive light around. And then when his fish swims out in the light beam, he seems all friendly and like a dog following you around until he swims out into the light and chomps down on that fish right in front of you. And it just, the fish head, the part he didn't get, just drifts down to the sand. You're like, what just happened? But that was Charlie the tarpon, famous tarpon and Bonaire, and his offspring are still there. So maybe if you do any night dives, Vinny, you might see Charlie the tarpon.
Yeah, that'd be a cool little show to see. I enjoy it. Yeah. I like watching it.
Yeah,
it
was don't wear the red Spanx, Vinny.
Yeah, you might mistake me for you know. Yeah, but
you don't want him. Tuna.
I just might have a sardine, but
oh, geez. Okay. Well, keep it in your pants just to be safe.
All right, Charlie the tuna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But shore diving
head float down to the bottom of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. But the shore diving there is really good. I mean, literally you can dive for all around the island like you're going to do and have fun. It's pretty easy. I mean, you got to watch the surface.
I'm worried about trails. Did you ever walk down one of those trails when you were there?
Well, once again, it depends on where you're diving. Like, that's what I was saying. Some of the entries to some of the dive sites, you have to, you know, walk down a little bit of a stair or something, or they might
you
be
rocky. 1,000 steps.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on
the. Don't do the one with 1,000 steps.
I'm just wondering if
going down's easy. If they're
really well built trails, or are they just really rough?
No, they're
good
easy.
Trails.
Yeah.
They're good trails.
Yeah, that's why people do it.
I shouldn't have a problem.
They're well-worn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So they got some. So they're pretty stable. It's not too, you're not going to, because you're wearing
you're
your gear.
Slipping
you're
going to
put your gear up,
and
you have to walk down with your tanks on, right?
Yeah.
And
you have to walk down ready.
The trail's
to
really
walk.
Rocky with the tank on. It could be hard to.
No, they have easy access to most of these sites, especially the ones with the yellow rocks. So you'll be good. You're going to have a great time on Bonaire. So I want to hear your full report. And
just make sure it's a yellow painted rock.
I just hope they're
yellow.
They're not I hope they're not long walks.
No. Long walks on the beach? No, you never want that. Brittany won't allow such nonsense. On that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Where it's better.
Safe diving, everyone. If you want to stay in the know. If you be
pressurized air, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.